In the 60s and 70s, Truman Capote's face and voice, unusual as they were the most familiar of any writer in America. It may still be so. After all, we have recently seen him portrayed by the late Philip Seymour Hoffman in Capote and by Toby Jones in Infamous. Both these films focus on Capote and the making of the film In Cold Blood, which, along with the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, are how we remember him. In chapter after chapter, however, this thoroughly researched study reminds the reader of how very much Capote wrote and of the many ways his work and life intersected with Hollywood. Of Hollywood and California as a cultural center or as a place to live, Capote was merciless. Quote, "It is a scientific fact that if you stay in California, you lose 1 point of your IQ every year," end quote. Capote, an escapist romantic and a dreamer, was a moviegoer from childhood. His primary self-identification as an artist was writer, but Capote loved glamour and money, so offers to have his fiction filmed were certainly welcome. Pugh spends the most time on the film adaptations of In Cold Blood and Breakfast at Tiffany's. Both were hugely successful films, and both meet Pugh's theoretical needs rather well. As a critic, Pugh employs queer theory, which means he explains fiction and film in terms of any sexuality portrayed that is not strictly orthodox heterosexuality. This includes the gay world, transsexuals, transvestites, pedophiles, and much more. With Capote, there is a lot to write about. But even so, Pugh overdoes it by half. The jargon is excessive, the attention seems obsessive, and the common reader may be put off by the academic nature of the criticism. Changes from book to film and why they are made especially interest Pugh as queer theorist. In the novel Breakfast at Tiffany's, for example, the narrator is gay. In the movie, the hero is George Peppard, definitely not gay, and we are given a happy romantic ending. The movie made from Other Voices, Other Rooms had an even bigger challenge. The novel ends with the young protagonist, Joel, resigning himself to life with his peculiar cross-dressing cousin, Randolph. In the movie, Joel leaves, and the closing film voiceover declares, "I never did come back." The sexuality of the killers Smith and Hickok of In Cold Blood is considerably tortured, with Smith probably gay and, one reads, in love with Truman Capote. Truman downplays all this in the book. It would not have helped sales. There is even less in the film. Capote was famous for drinking, pill-popping, and jet-setting. Famous, in fact, for being famous. But Pugh reminds us of how hard he worked. Capote wrote the screenplays for Beat the Devil, Indiscretions of an American Housewife, and The Innocents from James's Turn of the Screw. Like many screenwriters, he wrote many unproduced scripts, including one for The Great Gatsby. Capote was deeply involved with the productions of his Alabama Stories of Childhood, Other Voices, Other Rooms, The Grass Harp, and Children on Their Birthdays, all fraught with varieties of childhood eroticism, and with his much-loved and sexually benign A Christmas Memory and The Thanksgiving Visitor. Capote's life and persona were so flamboyant, we forget how steadily he labored and how much high-quality work he produced.